One place in which it gets tricky, though, is that in the structure of the American political system, there's sort of a fine line between philanthropy and influence peddling. I live in Washington, D.C., been living and working there for a decade, and there's a lot of nonprofit organizations in Washington that I'm not sure you would necessarily call charities in a traditional sense. They're advocacy groups, they're trade associations, and then of course there's political campaigns. They all have different tax statuses. But Jewish people are a very disproportionate share of a lot of that money that comes into the political system. It comes in on different sides. I mean, we're talking about Sheldon Adelson, who was a huge donor on the Republican side, but it's really Democrats, get a huge amount of their money really from Jewish donors, because Jews tend to be Democrats. Jews are more affluent than many of the people in the Democratic Party. But I think most people think of political giving as it's often looked askance at. But the people who do it, they like to think of themselves as being very high-minded. And it's not something that I think, you always know exactly how to discuss it in the right way. It's not always obvious what's really going on when people sort of give in that way.